FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line to help close down the morning show here today, we have Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke. We have United Way of the Flint Hills Campaign Drive Chair Mike Argabright.
Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy birthday, Ron.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Well, tomorrow night, Albert Taylor Hall, campus of Emporia State. Well, Gary, tell us about an evening of jazz. We had you on a little over a week ago, and boy, you have a loaded lineup and a great night of music, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. As we know, this will be the first actual indoor concert at ESU in 18 months. Kind of crazy when you think about it. And we are so excited to be playing music for a live audience. And it's a really, really eclectic lineup of great musicians playing. The first half will feature our faculty jazz combo. And we had a rehearsal last night, and the group is just really great this year. We're really happy with how we sound. And very unusual instrumentation for a jazz combo. We have Ramiro Miranda, who's the ESO director on violin, Bill Woodworth, who people know as the marching band director, is an amazing bass player, Tracy Fries on vibes, Kevin Ramis, the poet laureate of Kansas, is our drum set player, wonderful jazz player. Riley Day is our guitar player. A lot of people know Riley as the director of orchestras at Emporia High School, but Riley's a great violin player. I play trumpet, and we have a student playing, Javier Chavez, just phenomenal undergraduate saxophone player. We'll also have a jazz guitar trio, and something I'm looking forward to, we have a young man, Brennan Ryan. He's a freshman at ESU, and he's an incredible beatboxer, and we're going to let him do a feature at the concert. And if you don't know what beatboxing is, you might have seen it on shows like America's Got Talent. It's just kind of with a microphone. He can make a million sounds, and he's like he can sound like a drum set. He can sound, well, you just have to kind of hear it to believe it. And then the second half will feature our Jazz Ensemble One, and we'll be playing music in every style, swing, Latin, contemporary. And we'll be playing classics by Nat Adderley, Latin by Chico O'Farrell, and even Stevie Wonder. And the group just has a long, illustrious performing history. I mean, they have performed at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. They performed at Lincoln Center in New York City. And one thing we're really proud of is we'll be performing at the State Music Convention for the 10th time in the last 20 years. And what's really neat about that is you're only eligible to perform every 2 years. So every time we've auditioned, we've been accepted to perform, and that's about the highest honor in the state. And just a phenomenal group of kids, and they're all just excited, again, to be able to play for people again.
Well, and it's going to be a great night coming up tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. And we would like to thank, and I'm thanking on behalf of the United Way Board of Directors, thank Emporia State, Gary, and the entire crew up there for dropping the admission charge for the concert and just accepting free will donations that will go to the United Way. We did this a couple of years ago. We're very successful and raised a lot of money for the United Way. So, Gary, thanks to you and the music staff for providing this opportunity once again. We appreciate that.
Oh, you are really welcome. And it's what a great combination to have a night of great music and to raise money for a great cause. And I just want to stress to your listening audience that, I mean, there, again, we say this every time, but it's true, there is something for everybody at this concert. And hopefully everybody will like everything, but there's just so much catchy, rhythmic music, lots of things that are, you know, danceable. And again, the students are just amazing. They're doing a great job.
Outstanding. Mike, you have got to be pleased that the concert's back on and folks can enjoy this at Albert Taylor Hall tomorrow night.
Yeah, Chuck, I just want to say thank you. I'll follow up with Ron there. Thank you, Gary. Thank you to the students, the faculty and staff that are making this happen, because local talent, it's hard to beat that, and you have a lot of it. And I hope people can come out and enjoy that. and also contribute to a greater cause and a greater community area. So thank you so much for that.
Mike, how's the drive going to this point in time?
It's just kicking off, Chuck, so it's a little slow getting started, but a lot of the business partners are starting to do their kickoffs, and so things are getting underway, but slowly but surely.
I can let you know, Mike, we had our kickoff late last week, so we're up and running here.
That's awesome, Ron. Thank you.
You bet, and a lot of businesses are. These pace setters, do a lot to really get the United Way campaign off and running and on to a great start. Well, Gary, I know that what an all-star lineup. You mentioned kind of some of the themes that will be happening, but specifically music from you have a couple of pieces being presented, Gary?
I wrote the three pieces for the faculty combo, and they're all really kind of fun pieces I think the audience will really enjoy.
For you, Gary, you've been debuting more and more of your music here over the last, I want to say, 3 to 5 years. As a musician, what is it about the composing process that really draws you, and what inspires you to write and compose music?
Well, you know, that's the question for the ages, isn't it?
Right?
It's hard to talk about that without sounding pompous or something, but I think anybody that's driven to create something, whether it's music or words on a page or a piece of art, it's, I guess, it's something in you that you feel has to come out. And there's no process more frustrating than the creative process. But on the other hand, no process, no rewarding when you actually hear the finished product. You know, knowing it came from a vision somewhere inside you, and now, you know, it went from nothing to something. And I think composers, authors, poets, whoever, are all kind of driven to create. And it's a chance to for your own personal expression to kind of come out.
Well, it's a great show for a great cause, and again, we're joined by Dr. Gary Zeke, Emporia State Director of Bands, and going to be leading the way with the big Evening of Jazz concert coming up tomorrow night, 7:30, Albert Taylor Hall, to benefit the United Way of the Flint Hills. And Mike, I know that we're early in the campaign, but I know you've had a chance to kind of go over and see what the United Way, obviously you know about the United Way, but you know the over 20 community partners and all the good work that they do, including the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So all this money goes to worthy causes here in the region, doesn't it?
It does, Ron. And I think when you go to the website, UnitedWayOfFlintHills.org, when you look at the numbers, over 33,500 residents were impacted last year alone, and then you look at our total population, that's pretty awesome. And in 2020, over $500,000 were distributed. So the money stays around this area. It's important to our greater community, and we just appreciate everyone getting involved and contributing.
Mike, this may be an unfair question here, but I am going to ask it anyways. You've been, you know, drive chair announced here for a few weeks yet, and I'm assuming you're starting to at least either see some of the needs here for this year or starting to get some word of needs as you start as the drive chair. What are some of the things that really stick out to you early in the drive?
Well, some of the things that I've been exposed to that are pretty special to me are that goes from the little people in our community, which focuses on education and care, to our elderly. And so there's so many facets of that question, Chuck, that I've been exposed to that I didn't know also. So it's an awesome experience and an awesome way to give back to your community.
Well, Mike, thanks for picking up the reins here, taking the reins for the drive chairmanship this year for the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign. We appreciate all that you do and all that you're doing. And Gary, I can't imagine, you know, you and the group's got to be just chomping at the bit to get out there in front of a live audience.
Oh, we're really excited and very proud of the students. I mean, it's still really early in the school year, and they put this program together in a little over 4 weeks. And they're going to sound like pros on the stage.
Yeah, you'll be entertained. You're second to none. You'll see on stage at Albert Taylor Hall, second to none, coming up tomorrow night. Well, Gary, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. And again, to your viewing audience, you can't go wrong. It's like 2 for 1. Great show. great cause.
All right, Mike, thank you much. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, KVOE, and the whole family at KVOE. And, Gary, thank you to everyone involved. We appreciate you.
Oh, our pleasure.
All right, Dr. Gary Zeek, Director of Bands, Emporia State, and, of course, Dr. Mike Argabright, who is Superintendent of Schools, USD 252, and the United Way of the Flint Hills Campaign Drive Chair. This year, Chuck.
Yes, and what a wonderful lineup of music. And also for Emporia State, too, you got to put on the calendar the music department's gala benefit, which is coming up Saturday night as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of great music to be had at Emporia State tomorrow night and Saturday night. And we got a lot of good interviews coming up tomorrow as well, because we'll have the First Friday Art Walk organizer, Kayla Mock, during our Newsmaker segment, which means, yes, we've got a First Friday here this week on Friday, so that'll be at 7:15 tomorrow. Jane Linhart joins us at 8:20 tomorrow morning for the Newsmaker 2 as we talk about the Madison Golf Club Fall Classic taking place this weekend. And don't forget the first of our two City Commission candidate forums at 10:06 tomorrow morning. William Garner, Danny Giefer, and Jeremy Hinkle joining us at 10:06 a.m. tomorrow here on KVOE.
And we mentioned the First Friday Art Walk, and that will include the ESU Department of Nursing having a bone marrow swab drive.
Right.
That
will be,
I think, at the Granada location, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up tomorrow night as part of the First Friday Art Walk. This week in the bone marrow swab drive on campus, October 4th and October 5th.
A lot of great stuff happening at ESU.
Indeed. KVOE Live in Local 854, 69 degrees. Good morning.
Where can you find drink specials, great bar food, giveaways, and live music all in one place? Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in historic downtown Emporia. The Station is having their grand opening this Saturday.